This is Kath and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Kath Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
That's why I see man, I
shot. No shot. With Kath and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see.
Shot or no shot, brought to you by the wonderful people at PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook is now open. Download the PointsBet app right now. Stop by Hawthorne Racecourse and register your account. Danny Zetterman, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, jeez. My God. Clear it out, for God's sake. It's still bad from the Tampa trip.
In a sauna or
for
a
God's
steam.
Sakes.
Guys, I think I sound great.
You sound like you're about to kneecap somebody. That's what you sound like.
I mean, this is sexy voice Zetterman right here.
No, it's not. It sounds like you're gonna off somebody. That's what it sounds like.
You never know, Hoodie. You never know
sounds
what's
like
gonna
a gangster.
Happen.
That's what you sound like.
I like to keep you all guessing.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And by the way, have you seen Curb yet?
I watched the first 20 minutes. Unfortunately, I didn't get to finish it. Sometimes when you got three kids, you start a show and you don't get to finish it. The first 20 minutes is outstanding.
Oh,
and let me just say,
I'm watching it today.
Lucy Liu.
Baby,
Lucy
I love
Liu.
You, Lucy Liu.
Bravo,
baby,
Lucy
I
Liu.
Love.
You know she's 52 years old. I had to Google her, obviously, clearly, when I started watching
Lucy
the episode.
Lucy Liu is 52.
She doesn't look 52 at all.
Magnificent.
How's that happen? 52. Wow. And dating Larry David.
Hi.
Which is so hard to believe.
No, Larry David. Yes. How about that? I mean, Larry gets them all. Here's the thing, the theme of that show is that he gets the ladies, doesn't he?
Well, when you're worth $500 million, I guess it doesn't matter what you look like.
Wearing the same three outfits. It's amazing how he does that.
But he is in great shape. Whenever I watch that, I wonder what his workout routine is.
Larry David?
Yeah, he's in great shape.
Okay.
How old do you think he is to be that fit?
Okay, great shape. Hang on a second.
I'm with you,
buddy.
Larry,
great
David.
Shape. What are you talking about?
He's 74 years old.
Hold on a second.
You're crazy. He's 74
Larry
years
David's
old.
Larry David's in great shape, but Tony Finau is heavy.
Tony Finau's got a dad bod.
Yeah,
Larry David.
In great shape.
74 years old. He looks spry, nimble, like he can run. I'm sorry, guys. I think you're wrong, Hoodie.
No, okay.
I'm not saying he's built like the Rock.
He struggles to get in that Prius he drives.
JR, wherever you are, put this on the poll, please, at Cap J Hood. Is Larry David in great shape, yes or no? Great shape. Make sure you have a capital G.
Yeah.
For 74 years old.
Great
add
shape.
That, JR. For 74 years
no,
old.
No, don't add that. No, it's my poll. If you want to have a separate poll, for 74 years old, yes or no? Put that up there as well.
Yes, for 74 years old. That's an important part of the story.
Yeah. Just a second poll question. For 74 years old, yes or no? He works out
every day. He runs on a treadmill and he lifts weights every day. 74, Hoodie.
I bet he's a beast. Go ahead, Danny.
And actually, Cap, when you watch, there's someone on there that you're not going to like.
Really?
On the first episode. You're going to turn it off after watching it. Go ahead, Danny. And it's the funeral scene.
Oh, yeah. All right, gentlemen.
I'm having a tourist right now, a Suris. Yiddish short?
Suris, yeah.
Yeah.
Suris.
Yes.
Suris.
I'm having a Suris right now. That's one of the themes of the show.
All right. I'm going to watch it today.
I learned two new Yiddish words from
you
watching
that. You don't have
episode.
A Suris. Something gives you Suris.
Right. Cap. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, back to the Blackhawks, which we've spent most of the morning talking about. As we know, the report's out. President Stan Bowman has resigned after the investigation into allegations that a former player was sexually assaulted by an assistant coach in 2010. A pair of lawsuits have been filed against the team alleging sexual misconduct. The organization is in a very dark place right now. In addition to this, the logo has been a hot button topic in recent years. So I ask you, gentlemen, shot or no shot, right now is the time for the Blackhawks to change the logo and give the organization a new, fresh start.
Now, the logo change is something that's been talked about because there are some that are offended by the Indian head logo, the Native
Correct.
American logo, right?
Correct.
So, okay. Those are two things in one, isn't it, Cap? I mean, the sexual assault and whether or not you want to change the logo or not, is that that's two separate things.
Two separate, totally different.
Two things. Separate things, but you know, I think the hesitancy to change the logo was that the organization did not want to upset the diehard fans because the Blackhawks logo and sweater is one of the most popular in all of sports.
But I also believe, didn't they partner with a Native American group, the Blackhawk tribe here in the state of Illinois? Because I met a gentleman who that was their consultant that came in, and apparently it was the way that the Blackhawks handled it was not like the way the Washington football team did.
I see.
It was different.
Correct. But that was one Native American organization that supported it, but you'll find others that do not and others that are offended. Some people go by the rule, if it offends some, it offends all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Hawks have been hesitant to change it because they didn't want to upset the fan base. Well, now it seems that the fan base is so pissed off with the organization, why not just rip the Band-Aid off and do it all at once is basically what I'm asking.
I imagine shot that will happen. I don't know when. That fair to say? Like, eventually I believe that's going to happen. I just don't know if it's going to be this season, next year. I don't know.
I'll be very surprised if that happens in the next couple of years. I will. Because of the way that they have handled it and the relationship they have to the Native American community. But if they're going to do it, like, if that's what their decision is,
sure,
do it all now.
Yeah. I would say that it's a shot. I just don't know when that's going to occur.
Danny.
Gentlemen, to the Chicago Bears. The Bears are 3-4. They have zero shot of winning the NFC North. On top of that, this team is in a horrible salary cap situation. The NFL trade deadline is on Tuesday, November 2nd. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, your Chicago Bears should look to sell off as many pieces as possible by November 2nd to fix the cap situation and begin their retooling process immediately.
Well, here's the thing about sports. You could be the Jacksonville Jaguars, you could be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but when you're in the middle, it sucks. And the Bears feel like a middling team. It feels mid. It feels 8-9 again. That was my prediction coming into the season, that they would be 8-9. So if you're in the middle and you don't know your direction, then you got to go one way or the other. If you have a salary cap issue, then you've got to be able to pare some of that back.
If you could tell me that they are definitely not going to make the playoffs this year, like they don't have to deal with Tampa again. They got one more with Green Bay, and who knows what's going on with that team with all the COVID issues that they're starting to see there. If you can tell me they're not going to the playoffs, they don't have their first-round picks, you want to recoup some draft capital and open up more salary space for next year, yeah, go right ahead. But I would rather be the Jaguars or the Eagles, who have three first-round picks, because I'm not going to be the Bucks or one of the top teams.
Or Arizona.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So you'd rather go the other way?
Yeah. If I'm not going to get to the top, put me all the way at the bottom and let me try and rebuild it. But then I got a clean house of everybody there.
You know, the Bears are like five wins away from getting to the playoffs again. They beat.
I think you're going to need nine to get there. So they're six. Let's assume they may not. Detroit's not going 0-17.
Right.
They're going to beat somebody.
Not us.
Never know.
No shot.
Short week.
No
up
shot.
There.
No shot.
Thanksgiving. You don't know how healthy you are then.
They play hard, but they're not beating the Bears.
The thing, the way the NFC is shakes out, Hoodie, there's five teams that are basically, when you look at the standings, you'd be stunned if they don't make it.
Okay.
So it comes down to like the final two spots, and the Bears are in the mix for that. We know because the Cowboys, Packers, Bucks, Cardinals, Rams all seem like locks. They all have five or six wins.
Bears.
And so then it comes down, then you're looking at, okay, the Saints have four, they're 4-2.
Bears.
They're probably a six seed, right?
Bears.
And now the Bears are
Bears.
Right there with the Vikings. They're 3-4. The Vikings are 3-3.
Okay. Are you calling it? Are you saying that the Lion is going to beat the Bear?
I'm not saying that yet because I don't know the health, but you don't know what those teams look like.
Why don't you call it out now? Why don't you say the Lions going to beat the Bear on Thanksgiving?
I wouldn't be stunned if that happened.
If we
get bit in the knees, Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell.
Yes.
He might have them biting us in the knees. You don't know.
How about this for a turkey sandwich bet, Waddle? How about this for a turkey sandwich bet?
I thought you were a pizza man.
Long time pizza man.
So if the Lions beat the Bears, we work on Friday. after Thanksgiving.
I'm not working on Friday on, after brother. Thanksgiving under any circumstance.
But you're calling out the Lion. You're saying the Lion could do it. So why don't we put that as a bet? If the Lion beat the Bears, we're in here on Friday.
No shot.
Well, you said it with confidence, though. Like, you never know.
I got to work on Thanksgiving.
I said no shot that you're going to win. You actually opened the door for the Lion.
Yeah, I have to work Thanksgiving Day. There's no shot I'm working on Friday.
Well, then close the door on the Lion, then.
I can't.
Why?
The Lion might not sleep that night.
What do you mean, Danny? Danny.
I'm not in on that bet. In the Delvey years, we work the day after Thanksgiving every year. I'm taking this Friday off.
No, we only work the day off the day after in the Delvey years, at least when I was here, if the Bears played on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We got off if they were off on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yes.
Thanks a lot, NFL.
He's opening the door for the Lion.
You two can have a nice Friday after
Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's not happening because I'm working Thanksgiving Day. No shot.
This is ESPN 1000 AD after Delavit.
That is true.
Take that, Adam.
And the Newer Testament is much better than the Old. Go ahead, eh? Go ahead,
gentlemen,
Andy.
Charlie Morton of the Atlanta Braves threw 10 pitches on a broken leg. He then sat down for half an inning, threw 6 more pitches, the last two of which were a 96-mile-an-hour fastball and an 80-mile-an-hour curveball, which struck out Jose Altuve. Basically, Charlie Morton threw 16 pitches, pushing off the mound with a broken leg. I repeat that. He threw 16 pitches with a broken leg. Gentlemen, shot or no shot, this is the toughest thing we've seen in sports in the last decade.
That's a shot.
That's no shot.
Yeah, give me one better.
Let me think about that.
All right. Hold
on. I'm going to quote the great Paul Papps from the Dan Patrick Show.
Of course.
When a team wants to downplay an injury, they refer to it as a fracture or a stress fracture. But when you do something heroic and fight through an injury, it's a broken leg.
It was.
Whatever.
Oh, really? Could you do that on a can you pitch on a broken leg?
Damn right.
You could
I'd be out there for the 60 Nationals.
You'd be in traction. Oh, God! Mindy, help me! Yosh, let's go! Oh, jeez!
Sparky!
Bruce, help me! I work on eyes.
Help my legs! Do something!
I work on people's eyesight. What are you talking about?
Help me!
No shot.
Someone help me! God! Oh, God! Mindy, put in my parlays. I'm going into surgery. Here's what I want you to do. Howard University, minus 130. Winnipeg Jets, 3 goals or more. I can't do it. God, almighty, the pain. Help me. Oh, God. Mindy.
David, I don't know how to put these, but
I'll show you. Jesus. Open the app, please.
Points bet.
My God, the bear. Bet the bear.
It says Cal Bears.
Oh, Jesus. I'll do it. I'm in pain. Not the Cal Bears. Chicago.
I don't understand.
Where do you live?
Wow.
You could not do that. He had a broken freaking leg. It's true. It's damn true.
Look.
That's hard to do. And I'll tell you something else, pal. I'll tell you something else. He walked around on a soft cast. Danny, whatever happened to the hard cast? Remember?
Where you signed it.
Science took it away from us.
The armchair nutritionist can help us with that. What happened to the hard cast? Remember the old hard cast? Someone would break their arm, break their leg, and they'd be like the big solid white cast.
Him. Plaster cast, yeah.
I had them.
When?
I broke my wrist. I had a broken hip, but you didn't get a cast for that. I broke my ankle.
How'd you break your wrist?
Playing basketball.
Oh, okay.
Went up to take a shot and tried to block it and whacked me across the wrist.
And you kept playing, right?
I did.
Played right through it.
Right through it.
And then played another pickup game after that, right?
Two more.
Then horse.
Yep.
Then walked 6 miles up and down the road, right?
I walked 6 miles uphill to get the x-ray and 6 miles uphill coming back with the cast on.
You know what? You're the worst. It's not true. Like you'd be in such pain.
How about Tiger Woods finishing the U.S. Open on a torn ACL?
Yeah.
Far more impressive.
Yeah, but his leg was broken, and he's still pushing off of that. That's pretty impressive.
Did you finish
Charlie Morton?
When you broke your, would you break when you played basketball?
My wrist.
Did you finish the game?
Yes.
No, you did not.
Damn right I did.
Which wrist, right or left?
My right.
Did you shoot?
I did. It was not
comfortable, but I did. Scored 32.
Yes.
Get out of here. You scored 32. What kind of, now you just lie. Go to break. My ass, you ever scored 32 in anything? Was this pickup ball?
Yes.
So who keeps track of how many points they scored, first of all? And second of all, I've never, ever in my entire life played a game of pickup ball that went to 32 points. Most games end at 11 or 15, maximum 21, and then the next group comes on. Well, you just like lied to us. Yeah. You literally looked us in the faces and to our audience and lied. 32 points in pickup?
Yeah.
32 points in pickup.
You played a 48-minute game, Danny.
What gym were you playing this pickup ball in?
Yeah, just unbelievable.
Evans Fieldhouse, Northern Illinois University. We call it the NBA, Noon Basketball Association.
And you played pickup till 32. And was there a single human being that you still know that was there?
No. Yeah, probably. Mike Pitsley.
Give me his phone number. I'm calling him at the break, and we're going to confirm any of this actually happened.
Lowenstein, he was there?
No, I was the only Jewish guy on the court.
That's a lie, too. And so I'll tell you something else.
DeKalb.
Yeah, that was, I understand, but you can still. Well, all I'm telling you is this, is that if this was an Astro, if this was McCullers or something, what a gutsy performance. That's because that's Dusty Baker in that locker room. He pushed him through it. Take that. Because you were on the wrong side of it. That's the reason why you don't feel bad for Morton, because he's not an Astro. He's an Atlanta Brave.
It was cool what he did, but most heroic. Boy, stop yourself.
But boy, if he was an Astro, though, boy, what a great moment. My God.
You guys are treating him like he was Willis Reed.
Can you believe what Dusty got out of him?
Willis Reed.
I can't believe you legitimately just lied to Jonathan Hood, Jeff Miller, Danny Zetterman, J.R. Strauss, and a million of our closest friends.
We are late for Keith.
Now we're late when he gets called.
We'll be right back.
Are we going to be right back, or is he lying to us? We don't know. We can't believe a word he says.
It's unbelievable. 32
points on 54 shots.
Maybe.
80 shots.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
How dare you disrespect Shun Fujimoto with a dislocated kneecap, the 76 Olympics, Michael Jordan in the flu game, Tiger Woods, U.S. Open. How about Clint Malarchuk? When a skate cut his carotid artery, he was back in that net a week later.
Yeah, it was just...
And you got me with a broken wrist playing pickup basketball at Northern Illinois University, raining jumpers.
Yeah, and you had 32 points with a broken freaking
wrist.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah, good
for
you.
They called me Little Keyshawn.
I don't think they called you Little anything.
Key, good morning. How are you, man?
Ridiculous.
What's happening?
Well, you know what's happening. This man says that he played and scored 32 points with a broken wrist. You know what's happening. That's ridiculous.
32 points with a broken wrist in his high school game or something?
Up at Northern Illinois University.
In a pickup game.
Hold on. Northern Illinois University, but not in the collegiate game, but a pickup game?
Now, I was the coach of the collegiate team. I was a college coach.
I understand that, but I'm saying, are you saying in a pickup, like a pickup run game?
Yeah, every day we played in the NBA, the Noon Basketball Association.
Here's what I'm going to tell you before you, hey, man, stop lying. Because first of all, don't no damn pickup games go four quarters and for you to score 32 points. The most you can score in a pickup game might be 10, and that's because you shoot more than anybody else.
That's exactly
right. Pickup games is what? What do you go to, 12?
Something like that.
I mean, yeah, man, why are you lying?
Made me sound better than I was.
32 points in a pickup game. Damn.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, and you can did they have a scoreboard or an abacus to add
about,
up all those?
You're about as good as James Franklin.
That's exactly right.
All right, I know we've only got you for a few minutes. The Bears, it looks like Ian Rappaport just reporting now, mm-hmm. Khalil Mack is out for Sunday. Not expected to play. The Bears were pathetic against Tampa. Are you putting any of the lack of success offensively on Justin? Is it more on Matt Nagy? How would you dissect the awful offensive performance?
Well, it has to start with the offensive staff, right? They got to put the kid in a position and have some success. You can't put him as young. You can't have him out there doing things that he's incapable of doing. come up with a better situation, a better game plan to protect the young dude. Put him in a great position to succeed, much like the New England Patriots are doing with Mac Jones. They're putting him in a position to have success. Rookie quarterbacks have success based on the surroundings and the opportunity for them to have success given to them by the coaching staff. So until they show me something different, then it's all on them. You got to put him in an environment and in a situation so that he can have success and not failures.
Key, the San Francisco 49ers are like a number of other teams trying to figure out, do you go with the veterans or the young quarterback? What is your thoughts on the 49ers, the state of them right now, as Garoppolo will get the start against the Bears on Sunday?
I don't have a problem with Jimmy G. In the rain, you know, they play against the Colts. It's raining. It's kind of wild. I'd like to see Kyle Shanahan do a better job of coaching him up. Jimmy G didn't get any better from when he was in New England. He's lost some games. Yes, that is correct. But yet and still, he's won more than he's lost.
As you look at the state of the NFC, we were counting up, there's a handful of teams that are locks to get to the playoffs. Arizona, obviously. Green Bay, and those two will meet tomorrow night. I know Green Bay's dealing with some COVID issues in their wide receiver core. Do you look at Chicago, Minnesota, teams like that as, hey, man, they can get to the playoffs? Because I don't see it. No Khalil Mack this week. There's a chance he could go on IR for 3 weeks to let his foot rest. I just don't see this Chicago team turning it around. Do you see any of those other teams that are not locks to get there being playoff teams?
Well, there's seven teams now.
Yep.
In each conference. You just never know how it'll shake out because there's still, 11 more games to go or 10 more games to go? So you got a long ways kind of to go before you get to the point of designating a team out.
What's a better job, the USC job or the Steeler job?
The Pittsburgh Steeler job. Why would Mike Tomlin ever leave Pittsburgh or the National Football League to go coach at USC? You got to be people trying to get to where he's at. Why would he go to somewhere that, I mean, no, I wouldn't. Look, Carson Palmer was excited to mention Mike Tomlin's name, and everybody ran with it. Mike Tomlin didn't want to coach at college football. If he wanted to coach at college football, he'd have been coaching college football. College football, for NFL guys that are head coaches and successful to go to college football, they only do that when they can't get another job. That's not the case with Tomlin.
I find it fascinating that people took to Tomlin's comments as if he was angry. And it's amazing. Guys like you, me, Tomlin, maybe some others that we know, there's this feeling like, oh, he was angry about the comments. Now, he's just being direct. He's like, the Steeler job is the job I want. He wasn't mad about it. He just like, yeah, no one, you're not talking about these other coaches. So I didn't find him to be angry. He was just peeved at the question, but answered directly like he does all these other answers.
Yeah, but here's what I would say. The only reason why Mike Tomlin was brought up is because Carson Palmer mentioned his name.
Mm-hmm.
And Carson Palmer might like Mike Tomlin and feel like he's a good fit for college because coaches like to move around and look for other job opportunities. In no shape, form, or fashion did I think Carson Palmer was saying that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to move on from Mike Tomlin, and here's an opportunity for him to get a job at USC. I don't think that's what he was trying to allude to. What he was alluding to is some names of coaches who would be good coaches at USC, and then the media took it and ran with it because Carson Palmer went to USC because Carson Palmer's a Heisman Trophy winner, so they automatically assumed that Carson Palmer's in the know on who's going to get hired, and I would say to them, that they're vastly mistaking that.
Hey, man, we know you got another meeting you got to get to next week. Please don't let me forget. I want to ask you, when you hire a head coach, like if the Bears do you have to get an offensive guy or just go get the best damn football coach? I don't care what he coaches.
I'll answer that for you right now. Last time they went to the Super Bowl, what side of the ball was that?
Defense.
There's your answer.
Appreciate you,
get
man.
Get a coach. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go. That is Keyshawn Johnson. You can catch his show before us, 5 to 7, right here on ESPN 1000.
Boy, you're screwed. Now you got to find another question to ask him next week.
Got 7 days to get that done. Boy. Be careful what you ask Mike Tomlin. You'll hear it next.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Rolling on at Cap J Hood, 312-332-3776. Again, the news, not good for the Bears. We've talked about it briefly with Keyshawn, but Khalil Mack, it's being discussed that he goes on injured reserve for 3 weeks, but he will not play, it appears, on Sunday when the 49ers roll into town. So,
well, will Akeem Hicks play?
Don't know.
Will Robert Quinn play?
Don't know.
Okay.
He's not out of the COVID protocol yet.
Unbelievable. And the head coach. The head coach will be at the crib, right?
The head coach is still at the crib or doing Zoom from his car.
And it'll be Tabor as the head coach on Sunday.
I don't think they've said that. Didn't they say?
Yeah, he still has a chance because he's been vaccinated. So if he has two negative tests within 24 hours. So theoretically, he could even on Saturday, get a negative test and then Sunday morning get a negative test and coach.
Right. Tabor's just running things this week so that Desai and Laser can stay laser focused on their respective units.
Man, just take the day off. Just take the day off, Nagy. My God, he's got no answers. You lose against San Francisco, would not surprise me. I mean, what's the line? Is it still 4, 3.5?
It was 4 the last I looked.
So for the Bear?
The Bear is getting.
Getting four. Wow. That's something, man. Again,
that garbage 49er team.
Well, I mean, you call them garbage. You've seen our offense lately.
Well, we're more than garbage.
I think they might be going through the same growing pain. That's why I asked Keyshawn about having a veteran quarterback and a rookie. Same scenario, right? When does Trey Lance play if you think Garoppolo is not very good? Right? Or do you just stick with Jimmy? Now Keyshawn says that he's fine with Jimmy G. Jimmy G's underachieved. Everyone looks at Garoppolo because he's a matinee idol.
Mm-hmm.
You see him, and he's like, it's like the Mets documentary. Ah, look at him. Lee Mazzilli, look at him. He's a matinee idol. Like, no. Just because he looks the part doesn't mean he is the part.
Correct.
And people thought because he was in the Belichick Brady tree that he'd be the next thing. They said, look at this guy. They didn't say the same thing about Jacoby Brissett, by the way. But about Garoppolo, looks the part. Ah, he's going to be great. Apparently not.
Well, when you trade 3 first-round picks to get back up to number 3, and you've already given the other guy, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, $136 million?
Yeah.
You're admitting you made a horrific mistake.
Yep.
Horrific.
That's correct.
What is their record? 2-4? 3-4? 3-4.
Yeah.
Not good. Mike Tomlin was doing his media briefing. His name has been out there. You heard Keyshawn talk about it.
Standard is the standard.
Mike Tomlin, the Steeler coach, was asked, hey, man, are you interested in the University of Southern California job?
And Palmer connecting you to some college jobs.
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. Okay.
Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? Anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
Oh, God.
I love that guy.
The media's under the table.
They're like, dude, way scared to go, man. You just ruined our press conference.
They're scared of it. They're after that.
I have no more questions. Hold on. Don't hit me.
But I like that fire. I like that guy.
Yeah, the media was under the table, Danny. They were under the table.
It, you got to see the video because he's got this, like, death stare, too. Like, right, you know, don't ask Mike Tomlin about it again.
All right. Let's not do that.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
Listen, you wish.
To some college jobs.
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
Anyone else?
Oh, God. All right.
Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? You know, anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
Take that. The only thing is, though, reporter asked because Carson Palmer brought it up, right? Like, if Carson Palmer had said Andy Reid was being linked to USC, I do think there would probably be a reporter who would ask Andy Reid about it. You know what I'm saying?
But, Jeff, it's Mike Tomlin. He's no nonsense. He's going to answer the question, but he's going to answer it the way he wants. I know. Now, you hear Danny intimidated because of the stare. Do you realize all his press conferences are like that? All of them. All of them are direct answers. The standard is the standard. We need to be able to survive and get out of the stadium. Next question. All of them is the same, right?
The best.
Now, I know some people are afraid of that because it's like, well, he's so intense. That's who he is, man.
And his players all say they love playing for him.
Yeah, I mean, so it's... I understand that, you know, it's Mike Tomlin, so you should be afraid and under the table because that's how he speaks.
But it's not afraid and under the table. It's who he's dealing with, right? Like, Mike Tomlin is the head coach of grown men that play football. He can command a room of football players, right? Oh, yeah. So he is an intimidating force in that regard. You're dealing with media members who are just, like, asking questions sitting behind a computer, right? It's like a whole different realm of human being. So when he barks at them, yeah, they're a little bit scared.
Yeah, he's not barking. It's like you. You don't bark. You're just loud.
Yeah.
I mean, when your voice is strong.
Loud and friendly.
Right now, it's Danny at age 70. That's where we're here right now.
Exactly.
That's where we're here right now from Kirstie Alley back there. But I'm just telling you right now that it that's his demeanor. Like, when Danny raises his voice at me, I don't take it personal. You know why? Because that's my friend.
Because you tune out the matote.
He's not a matote. He's just a man.
I'm a matote now. So first you lie, and now you name call. Hey, you want anything else you'd like to tell us today? You might as well have the hat trick, Kaplan.
Let's go to Dan Orlovsky because he talked about Justin Fields.
We're just having fun. This is what happens when you give Cap sound. He presses buttons for no reason.
Well, I don't want to hear from my partner. Here's more sound.
Now, what did I do wrong? Yeah. What did I see wrong?
Come on.
I don't want to hear from my partner. Here's more sound. Ladies and gentlemen, more sound.
I'm just making it till 10.
I'm crawling. I couldn't sleep last night.
I'm getting out of here. I'm going to hit the farmer's market. Yeah. Last day of the farmer's market.
Let's hear for Dan Orlovsky instead of your daily rundown of your busy day.
And then I'm watching Curb. What are you doing? Got to see Curb.
Yeah, I've been telling you that all week. And now you're just getting around to it. Now we can't discuss it until I come back.
That's right. You're off starting tomorrow.
Huh?
Where are you going?
Well, you know where I'm going.
You're not going to be on the show?
I'm going to be in Winnipeg.
I got to get some vacation days.
I'm going to go to Winnipeg to try to find the next Blackhawks person.
Kevin Cheveldayoff's there. Don't go there, man. Yeah.
Well, he can help
me.
Wrong
city.
Long name, by the way, Cheveldayoff.
Can you spell it?
Yes. Yes, I can. But it's not right now. I'm trying to keep an audience. It's a long name, though, brother.
It is.
Cheveldayoff. C-H-E-V. L-E-L-D-A-V-O-F-F. That close?
I believe there's a Y in there.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
D-A-Y-O-F-F.
Is that right? How about that, Danny?
Yeah, I need someone to spell it for me so I could Google it.
Can Could you give me the origin, please? Can you give me the origin?
Origin is Chicago Wolves.
Can you say it in a sentence, please?
Former coach of the Chicago Wolves. First name, Kevin.
Could you give me the origin again, please?
Chicago Wolves.
Could you say it in a sentence, please?
Former head coach of the Chicago Wolves.
Let me tell you about patience. The guys at the Spelling Bee, the people at the Spelling Bee, the patience of Adam. Let me tell you right now. Those kids are asking the same question three times to try to run the clock out. You've seen this, Jeff, right?
Yeah, I know. It is odd. Like,
three or four of the same question.
It's not like you get to advance if you wait it out. It is weird. It's like, it starts out like Chevy, C-H-E-V. You are correct there.
Yeah.
Then there's an E-L. So Chevy, C-H-E-V-E-L. And then day off.
Chevelle.
And then day off.
Yeah, like you're going to have tomorrow. Day off.
Oh.
And origin would be Saskatoon, Canada.
Can you say it in a sentence, please?
The general manager of the Winnipeg Jets is from Saskatoon, Canada.
And that's where he's from. That's
and
not
he's
the
married or, but, to Janet.
But that's the not the origin from of his name.
Yeah. Yeah, his family heritage is...
would be Russian, probably, right?
I have no idea. That's the point.
But the point is that on these spelling bees... That the kids are asking the multiple question, like the same question three or four times, so they can just run the clock out and try to figure out if they can, you know, if they can spell the word. It's great. It's tremendous. And it's on ESPN.
No relation to former goalie Tim Chevalier.
Chevalier! And he holds on. Remember that, the goaltender?
No.
You don't?
I do.
Hawks goaltender. Chevalier, right?
Did he? Yeah, he had a run with the Hawks, right? He was
Abner.
No.
Chevalier.
No.
No.
Doubleday.
Never mind.
Tim Chevalier.
Huh?
Longtime Red Wings goalie.
All right, we're turning into 10 to noon now. Let's go.
What's going on here?
Do you like?
We're turning into 10 to noon now. Is that the name? Is that who it is, Randy? Look it up, Randy. What is that? What it is, Randy? I don't know.
Do you like candy corn?
I don't know. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. I don't know.
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood, our new morning show
on ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
Do you like candy corn, Cody?
Yeah, it's okay. I don't go out of my way to get it.
It's like eating pieces of wax.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I haven't had it since I was a kid. I know that's hard to believe, but it's true. Soda weight loss. I have not had it since I was a
kid. State of the art.
That's what they say. You keep your beak out of my money and my refrigerator.
It's your endorsement.
Keep your beak out of my fridge. How about that, Danny?
It's unbelievable.
Danny's had enough today. He's had enough of both of us today.
He has.
He's had enough. Look at him. He's just giving you a death stare. He's not happy.
I'm just wondering what Cap's like staring at so intensely.
Twitter.
Is he reading? Twitter, tweeting? Has he got text messages coming in? Like, what are you reading over there?
It's either Twitter or a woman. One or the other.
It's neither. You can look what I'm looking at.
Some woman.
What is it?
The 10 most heroic performances in sports. And suddenly.
But we tease candy corn. We're going to talk about Halloween and candy, and you're not even engaged in this conversation.
Suddenly, I don't see Charlie Martin on there.
So you just ignored everything I just said. You know why?
Because it's an old list from The Guardian. That's why.
People tweeted in that everything you brought up was past. I asked shot or no shot. It was the toughest thing in the last decade. And everything you brought up was outside of the last decade.
Whatever.
So we're scrapping the candy corn, right?
No, we're going back to candy corn.
No, I'm done with it. I'm not even interested in discussing it anymore. I have no interest in candy corn now.
All right. It is like eating wax.
Yep.
Like, I don't understand how candy corn's still a thing. Because who the hell buys it?
All right. Why are we talking about candy corn today?
I have no idea.
All right. Back at
it. We discussed it in the meeting.
I know we did.
All right. Yurko, get in there for crosstalk. Meller, go to the break. Let's start crosstalk early. Where's Carm?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I was up till 3 a.m.
You sure? I'm going to leave here.
Listen, I literally just texted Merkin and said I got some vacation days. I'm going to use them when Hood's gone.
So what? So you were saying about candy corn?
It's the worst.
All right, now what else?
How about black licorice? You like that?
What are you looking at me when you say that for?
Because you're my partner.
I don't think so. I really...
Now I feel uncomfortable. There's the hat trick. Lied to the audience. Doesn't know what we're doing. Play it sound. And now insulting Hoodie.
All right. Let me save this. So, Halloween's right around the corner, Cap.
It is.
And candy corn. The reason why that we discuss this is because Mike Leach, the head football coach, gave a whole dissertation about candy corn. Let's listen.
Mike, back to the comments you made about candy corn. Do you think it deserves a second chance?
No, I do not. I do not. That's been carefully researched since I was a child, starting at approximately, I'm going to say, 3. And although it did have some brighter points in my life, in particular when I was young, you know, the type of thing where it gets all over your hands and your face, before long, though, I realized that that was a grave error and there was far better paths ahead than candy corn. So, yeah, I have no interest. It's one of those items that, you know, there's a reason they serve it basically once a year because it's not very good to begin with.
That's, I don't understand how it's still made. Who buys that crap?
Old people. You know, you go to an old person's house and it smells like liniment and they still got the old hard candy and candy corn. Would you like to have some, Shani? And they offer it to you.
And plastic on the sofa.
Absolutely.
And my dear mother, may she rest in peace. I'll never forget every time I'd go over here. Do you want to take some hard candy with you? No! It's awful!
Well, she offered it, though.
She would have little butterscotches and little peppermint starlights and
that's right.
All these different hard candy. She would always have a Ziploc bag in her purse, and she had a big enough purse that she could literally travel the world with it, and she'd have a bag of hard candies.
You know,
no, they're horrible, Mom!
But it's been there for 20 years. That's the thing.
Exactly.
They never go bad.
Honey, just brush the lint off it.
And it never goes bad. You know what I wish? I wish that Mike Leach was a better football coach. And so his entertainment actually would land with me a little bit more. Every time I hear him speak, I go, boy, that's an entertaining coach that thinks that college football is 7-on-7. That's the problem. He has all his plays on a napkin. You ever see him coach on the sideline? It's like a little notepad.
Yeah. Nagy has the big Denny's menu.
Yeah.
And he's got just like a little card.
Like a thimble filled with plays.
That's it.
Like, good Lord. And he's got his little big pen, and he just, like, dude, that's why you can't win. You don't even have enough plays. Offensive genius. I like his thoughts. The reason why this comes up, everybody, is because after his team beat Vanderbilt, he was asked about candy, and that's why the press down there in Mississippi asked, all right, do you want to give candy corn a second chance? And you heard what he said. So
we also have his candy thoughts.
Yeah.
We'll play those after we take our time out and come back for crosstalk. I wonder if Yurko or Carm like candy corn. You should do the show from the plane tomorrow.
No shot.
We'll be right back.
Connor.